Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise
God
the Lord.
Spake with all these words, saying,
yes, sir.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. We'll be reading the next 10 nights, the Ten Commandments. I'm going to start with the 10th commandment tonight. That's the lead-in on Exodus 20 to the Ten Commandments. And understand, the commandments are freedom. Leviticus 25:10. Leviticus 25:10 is the Jubilee verse.
Amen.
We are in a Jubilee
Hallelujah.
Time, 50 years after God used Martin Luther King to open the eyes of America. One faithful man who knew that it was wrong to separate people and to dehumanize and to murder people based on the shade of their skin. And he stood up. And he took a beating from black and white. Both sides, he took a beating. But he was faithful, and his freedom riders were faithful. And 50 years ago, today in Birmingham, a great awakening occurred in America. He went on to Washington, D.C. to make a great speech. And those cowardly politicians quickly signed a civil rights bill. But what happened, it happened in 1963 at this time of year, precisely 50 years ago. Leviticus 25:10 calls for the shofar trumpet to be sounded every 50 years as a jubilee, as a freeing of the slaves, as a restoration of the land to the rightful owner. We are in the 50th year. We are in a jubilee time, and God demands that in this time it be proclaimed throughout all the land. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Here's liberty. It is not a time of desperation. It is not a time of darkness. The current evil that pervades our land with abortion and perversion is coming down. The truth is coming up. The few that are standing is Israel. And God says, Israel, march. It is time for Israel to march. Israel is the remnant. Israel are those that are grafted in to the Lion of Judah. And now I will close with the reading of the 10th commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. The fear of God. Moses said unto the people, fear not. For God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. The fear of the commandment is that we sin not, knowing God and knowing his eternal justice. And the joy of the Ten Commandments is knowing what happened on a cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago, when the very Son of God, the darling of heaven, allowed himself to be put on a cross, and he died there for us on that cross.
Amen.
They put our
Hallelujah.
Lord and Savior in a tomb. He was dead. And on the Sunday morning, on the first day of the week, Jesus Christ
Hallelujah.
Arose.
Hallelujah.
Jesus reigns. Jesus will always reign. Jesus has always reigned. He is the Lord. He is the King. He is the Savior. Mighty God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Listen up, Tova.
Yes. Yes. Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes. My God, Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
David?
Yes.
Dave, for the next 10 days, you got this on the radio station. Is that all right?
That will work out perfectly. It's about the same time each night for the next 10 days. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Can you sound the horn one more time before you go? You got anything else
I can
you want to say?
I have one testimony. It involves my brother, Willie Hunter. And I've got to share
that
testimony. And then I will sound again and sign off. You have to understand, four is a number of completion. And 4 years ago, there were nine men arrayed around this reflecting pond on this grass that I'm looking at. And they sounded on that evening of Rosh Hashanah, just like today. It was precisely 4 years ago. It was Rosh Hashanah 2009. Brother Willie Hunter, that was the first time I shook your hand. Was that night.
That's right.
And we had the Lord's Supper set up over here. We had a Shabbat table. And you were so excited. You were so excited by that trumpet sound that you asked for some shofars to go with you and your car that had a sunroof. And the next morning, there were three shofars that gathered here at this park. And you came with your car and you drove us around the 610 loop around this city. It happened to be on the same day that there was a big prayer movement going. There were hundreds, thousands of people in red T-shirts praying for Houston around the city. We would pull up behind them, and we would blow that shofar, and they would rejoice. And around that city we went. And you see, the city, it is a heartbeat. Houston is a heartbeat of the Lord. There's, I don't know, 4 million people. I don't know how many million here work in this city. But every day they come in on the highways and the byways, the arteries of Houston, Texas. And they go up the buildings and down the buildings. It's the very heartbeat of Houston, Texas, happening right here. And so around this heartbeat, God is working. There's great evil here. There's a great evil in this city hall. We have a lesbian mayor promoting abortion. Abortion and perversion, just like in the White House. So now that's a testimony that 4 years ago. Now four is a time of completion, Brother Willie. That was just prophetic that I didn't even know about being on the radio tonight, except I called you on the way over here. I felt led by the Lord to give you a call. And then we just arranged this. And it's the Lord, all glory to the Lord. The shofar sounded and will sound again. And Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory. We thank you for your mountaintop voice. We thank you for the blast of the trumpets, Lord God. We thank you for this day that we remember the Feast of Trumpets to remember you, Jesus. It's all about you.
Yes, Lord. My God. I thank the Lord. I thank you, Father. Thank you for letting it be known unto us, Father, the fullness, Father. Hallelujah. We celebrate it, Father. We celebrate it. It's your word. It's your word. Your word is alive. Your word is quick. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we just ask tonight, amen, amen, amen. Amen. You got something else to say, Brother David?
That's all I can think of.
Okay. Well, the Lord bless you, and I will be back online for you tomorrow at the same time. We'll do it again. For 10 straight days, we'll do it. That's a blessing of the Lord.
And we'll close on Yom Teruah. I'm sorry, we'll close on Yom Kippur. See, 10 days after Yom Teruah is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. It's 10 days of introspection and repentance, getting ready.
Yes, sir.
Getting ready for that.
Yes.
Yom Kippur is the day of it. It's the day Jesus Christ, as he represents the payment of all of our sin on that cross of Calvary. 10 days.
Hallelujah.
The trumpet and the Yom Kippur. God bless you, Brother Willie.
God bless you, Brother
shalom,
David.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Are you there, Prophet? Are you there? Hello? Bush?
I'm here.
Amen. Amen. Wasn't that something magnificent? Isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen. God is good. I tell you, our God is awesome. I met him 4 years ago. I met him, man, at City Hall. If you ever been to Houston, we have a big open. Our city's a big city. And that's where he and I met that years ago. And we shook hands, we prayed, and we've been in fellowship ever since. And for him to take the horn, the chauffeur, and go to City Hall, they arrested him down there 4 years ago. And he is right now giving God the glory. The police won't even touch him because they know what God has called them to do. Amen. And to hear it sound around the world. Amen. 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 I was supposed to have, besides you, somebody else supposed to come on there, but let's you and I start talking. Amen. Amen. You got a word right quick for the people?
Amen. As I was listening to the word that was being spoken concerning the 50, the centennial, the 50, the year of Jubilee. The Lord had begun to give me this even in the early part of the year. Amen. Not only is this a celebration of 50, but we also celebrate 150. Because if you rewind the tape back 150 years ago, it was Abraham Lincoln, the President Abraham Lincoln, that did the Gettysburg Address. And in the Gettysburg Address, if you know your history, it was the Gettysburg Address that did the final release of the Civil War.
Amen.
And so the connection from the Civil War, the connection of the Civil War and the ending of the Civil War, the announcement was made by this president, Abraham Lincoln, in 1863, which was in the month of November, around the same time on the Jewish calendar as now, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The proclamation was decreed and declared. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And not only
Hallelujah.
That, amen, we see that after that, we see 100 years later, amen, 100 years later, we see Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, which was birthed out of the declaration of the Gettysburg Address, releasing equality into the world, causing a cataclysmic change in the world, causing liberty to be released in the world, causing freedom to come forth for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl to be ringing. Amen. The sound is not just freedom ringing. It's not freedom ringing like a bell, but actually it is freedom ringing from the sound of the trumpet. It is the trumpet that is blowing. Glory to God. Because it was the trumpet that blew that made the announcement of freedom. It was the trumpet that blew that made the announcement of the coming appointed times. It was the trumpet that blew that set up the appointment for the next shifting or the next move of God. Hallelujah. What are you saying? I'm saying even now as we shifted in America, and we not only did we make impact in America, and history was changed by allowing, amen, by God allowing, amen, for a second term, amen, a black man, a president who so happened to be African American after all these years, amen, to be the 44th president. Amen, glory to God. The Bible talks about the numbers, amen. If you begin to look at the numerical values and the numbers, the Bible talks about 42, 43, and 44. amen, the 42nd president, amen, the 41st, the 42nd, the 43rd, amen. If we talk
amen.
About the 42nd president, the 42nd president was actually, amen, Bill Clinton. It was Bill Clinton who not only, amen, was the president that shifted the change in the presidency for the United States, but he also took the country into the new millennium, which brought a new type of presidency. Amen. And as we see, amen, after Bill Clinton, we see President Bush, amen, who came in, who was not actually elected, but was selected because the actual voting for President Bush was not constitutional. It actually was, amen, rigged. But he was
amen.
Appointed to that position. He was selected to that position, not elected by the people. And so in that, the 42nd president, amen, glory to God, amen, glory to God, he shifted. Amen. He actually shifted the presidency, trying to make it move into the second place, or trying to make it move or regress back into the position in which it was supposed to go. Amen. And so we see, amen, after that, amen, that God began to move, amen, and he moved in the arena and he allowed another to come in, which was the 44th president. If you know anything about your Hebrew, amen, the Hebrew number for 44, the Hebrew number for 40, for 4, is Dalet. Amen. And Dalet stands for, it means door, amen. It means a door, amen. And when you see the four in the four, that means a double door, amen, glory to God. And so a double door was opened, and it was through the president of Obama. Obama was actually, amen, ordained of God, amen, to shift us from out of the civil into the social movement, amen. So what has birthed is you have slavery, amen. Slavery was demolished, and then what came after slavery was birthed with racism. After racism, amen, what was birthed was the civil rights, amen, the civil rights movement. After the civil rights, which is where we are now, the social rights movement. And so now we see the birth of the social rights movement. Amen. And so where we're at is in a movement of social equality. Amen. Because people are not being judged based off of the color of their skin, but they're being based off of their social profiling. Amen. You know, understand that that is a popular word in the business world. That's a popular word in the employment agencies. Social profiling. Amen. And so is this justifiable? Should we socially profile people? Amen. You see many people, amen, that may have lived on Skid Row who have the academia. They have the degrees. They have the proper training to do the job, but because of their social profile, they are not qualified to be hired. And is this justifiable? And so we see the question of morale in who is the best man for the job. There are some people that have been in the positions, amen, and worked the position and done the position, but yet they have not been effective in the position. And now because of the social movement, it is calling for effectiveness in the position and in the occupancy of your job function. And in the same manner, what are you saying? In the same manner, like in the spirit. We see, amen, the body of Christ. We see different things that have gone forth, amen. We see different people that have operated and functioned in the capacity, amen, of different things. Some, amen, have been given great ministries that they were positioned in because their forefathers had founded different ministries and different movements, and it was just passed on to them by the bloodline. But they were not, amen, they were, amen, qualified for the position, but they were not qualified for the function of the position.
Hallelujah.
For the effectiveness of the position. The Bible says in 1 Samuel that Eli would not correct his sons. The Bible says in Leviticus and in Exodus that the sons of Aaron died because they brought in strange fire.
Yes, yes.
Before revival can truly break out, glory to God, there has to be an awakening amongst leadership. And what God is doing in this hour, amen, even now, glory to God, and I feel the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, glory to God, amen, we know, amen, that we as the sun is going down right now, hallelujah, we are shifting into our new year. Hallelujah. And anybody that knows anything about the prophetic and the Jewish new year, it is at this time where the sound of the shofar is being blown. If you were on the line on last week, you heard the prerequisites, amen, to the sound. There was a call, amen, to the solemn assembly to gather and hear what thus said the Lord. And as we shift closer and closer and closer to the coming of the Lord, the shofar is sounding. Amen. I'm reminded of Israel back in 1948. Glory to God. There was a Jewish rabbi, amen, in 1948, amen, when Israel became a nation. There was a time, amen, that the shofar could not be blown in Jerusalem, amen. And from that time until now, glory to God, the shofar has been blowing, amen. It was at that time when Israel became a nation, that the shofar was blown, hallelujah, on the airwaves. It was blown on the television, even though there was black and white TV and there was only radio frequency, the shofar was blown and sounded, amen, at Jerusalem. And even now, as we speak, the shofar is being blown in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The sound of the prophetic echo that says, behold, the bridegroom coming. Behold, the coming of the Lord. Behold, Evoshanda, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Evoshanda, it is calling and it is sounding the alarm in Zion. Those that are born of the Spirit, hear ye and hearken unto me, saith the Lord. And Evoshanda, how can you hear except you be born again? And Evoshanda, God said, not born of Evoshanda, not born of the woman, but born of the Spirit, as according to John, the 3rd chapter, where Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, because he was, Jesus was the quickening spirit. He was the apparatus that was to come upon us, that would cause the awakening, because they are the only way that you would be able to see the kingdom. In the 18th verse of the 3rd chapter of St. John, it says to see it. The only way you're going to be able to see it, the only way you're going to be able to understand it, the only way you're going to be able to hear it, the only way you're going to be able to acknowledge it, the only way you're going to be able to perceive it is you have to hear with the ears of the Spirit. And hearing implies understanding. When the shofar was blown, amen, the shofar demands a response. When the shofar is blown in a community, it demands a response. Hayasa, when the shofar was blown in the midst of the tabernacle and the company and the congregation of the Israelites, it was there, according to that sound, glory to God, that first sound that triggered on Mount Sinai. Day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to be talking to you crazy, but Pentecost, amen, is actually 49 days, amen. 49 days, hallelujah. 49 days. days between Passover and Pentecost, glory to God. Hallelujah. And in Pentecost, amen, glory to God. 49 is the number 7. And whether or not you know it or not, every time we begin to resonate into the Jewish New Year, it was the Jewish New Year that proclaimed what shall take place in the season of the Gorgonian calendar. The Gorgonian calendar is coming, amen. The Gorgonian calendar that is coming is 2014. 2 + 1 + 4 = 7. The number of perfection. And the ocean. Now, 2 × 2 = 14. 2 × 7 + 7 = 14. God is moving in the 7. The number 7 is the Hebrew letter for a right work. It is the Hebrew word for the sword of the Lord. It is the Hebrew word for the word of the Lord.
Praise God.
It is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is in the 7th year, Hanoshanda, when the children of Israel were not to grow anything. It was in that year that God brought up the harvest. Woo! Hanoshanda, what are you saying? I'm saying in this year to come, glory to God, the harvest that you have been waiting on is not a harvest that is going to come up by your hand. It is not by might nor by power. God said it's by my spirit. I know say he that hath an ear or see. Let him hear what the spirit is saying to the church. God is going to move in his holy. It is holy. We are in the Hebrew month Tisharei. Tisharei is the 7th month. We are in the Hebrew 7th month. God is going to move in the numerical values of 7. He's going to move in a 7-fold anointing in the year to come. The 7-fold word, when God, when Jesus.
Please.
With Jesus that is six, and then the Bible says that the word of the Lord came down from heaven speaking. That is 7. That is a 7-fold metaphor word that represents the word of the kingdom. The word of the kingdom is the domain, amen, in which God is going to operate in this hour. That is why if you are of the 5-fold ministry, hallelujah, you are frustrated with the type of anointing that's resting on you because you don't know how to deal with it, because it is kingdom anointing. It is not just an apostle's anointing. It is a kingdom anointing, and that is why miracles, signs, and wonders are being wrought by them that believe. If you believe, if you can believe, the power of God can be achieved. If you can perceive it, if you can receive it, if you can obtain it, then you can obtain it. If you can perceive it, then you can maintain it. If you maintain it, you shall remain in it.
Hallelujah.
The remnant.
Hallelujah.
The peace of people that were set apart. There is a setting apart. There is a separation. There is a call of consecration. It's not the type of call that happens where you receive a dynamic vision or dream. It is the kind where you are consecrated by the pressures of life.
You are consecrated
by the struggles of the sickness that's in your body, but yet, when it's time to preach, you preach. When it's time to lay hands, you cast out devils. When it's time, to praise the prayer of faith, the miracles, signs, and wonders follow. And there are times where the very thing that you need God to do in your life
my
is
God,
being
my
done
God.
All around you. That is because the pressure is being applied that God may be able to squeeze the anointing out of you. In the desperation of your need, God is providing an anointing for the season. In the desperation of your pain, it is pleasing Him and bringing up a worship that you never had before.
My God.
Oh, Shandalabo, Shandalabasa. What shall separate us from the love of God? In that cause, it does talk about famine. In that cause, it does talk about pestilence. In that cause, it does talk about diseases and sickness. Nothing. The Bible says nothing. Some of the greatest men and women of God died with sickness and illnesses down in them. But they didn't die due to sickness. Glory to God. Because your sickness and your illness is not unto death, but that God be glorified. I want to encourage somebody on tonight that you shall live and not die. And you shall declare the works of the Lord. I know I'm speaking to somebody on tonight. The shofar is blowing. There's a certain sound. There's certain signals. There's certain sounds with the shofar. And I'm sure, amen, they've already been covered. And even in these next 10 days, the gates of heaven are open. Yes, I said it. Yes, I said it. And then the gates of heaven are open. Only during this season, because the hour of appointed. He said, let these things, and he's talking about the celestial gates of heaven. He spoke it in Genesis that the stars and the moon and the sun and the planets and the celestial beings, that they would be for signs and seasons in the heavens. And when these appointed times come, Lord God, there are certain alignments that transpire in the spirit that cause certain gates in the heavens to come open. Certain gates, amen, glory to God. Certain blessings, certain miracles, certain workings, certain angelics move in these hours. This is the time, amen, glory to God, to be the eruption, close to God.
Amen. Woo! Amen.
Because the heavens become sensitive. Because heaven is preparing for the day of atonement. Hebrew legends say that on the day of atonement, the books are open. I know we speak of the books being open in Revelation. Amen, glory to God. But in the Jewish understanding, amen, the books come open at Yom Kippur. The season of Teshuvah. The season of turning. The season of repentance. The season of consecration comes. Because the books become open. A lot of people don't understand the judgment of the Lord. The judgment of the Lord is decreed out. It is decreed out just at whenever. It is decreed out at one time, at an appointed time, at a certain season, when the counsel of God has come together and the gathering of his people. And there are certain times where these gatherings transpire. Why do you think God said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Because in heaven, these feasts, these appointed times, transpire. And the celestial gates and the angelic host and the seraphims and all the occupancies of heaven come into alignment with these times. Because it is the voice of God prevailing out. There are certain times where the frequency, the power, the essence, because, amen, glory to God, we understand that God is in every place at the same time. But there are some moments in time where the potency of God is strengthened because of the gates of heaven. The Bible talks about, amen, glory to God, the cherubims that cover him. The cherubims cover God, amen. They're not protecting God. They're protecting creation. Because the power of who God is, amen. Amen. The essence, that's why when the Bible says that no man can see God and live, because the power of God manifested in creation, creation cannot contain him. He is the only thing that does not exist outside.
My God.
Because he is not only the creator, but he is also the uncreated one. Out of everything that is in creation, he is the only thing that is not created.
My God.
There is no one else that can take his place. And if no one can take his place, then there is no place other than the place where he is, the fullness of who he is. I hope somebody understands what I just said.
Amen.
There is no space to contain the place of who he really is because his power is unlimited.
Yes.
And to allow unlimited power to flow through the manifestation or the metaphor of all creation would be detrimental, causing us to self-destruct because it could not contain. That's why the glory of God cannot be contained in the principles of what we call words.
Amen. Amen.
The essence of who he is cannot be contained in our thoughts.
Cannot be.
He supersedes our emotions. He supersedes us in power. We can't imagine his power. And so I say this, amen. Hallelujah, because the Lord is establishing his kingdom.
He is indeed. Amen. He's establishing
his kingdom. He is establishing his kingdom. And he is connecting the dots.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Glory to God. Well, you know what, brother? You know what, Brother Bush, Prophet Bush? I love what God has done through you. I want you to hold on because I got a brother I want you to meet. Dr. Flanagan, are you there? Dr. Flanagan, hello, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. This is, this was the night that they blow the horn, the chauffeur, and I invited David Allen here in Houston because God connected me and told me to call him. He blowed the chauffeur around the world, and I invited you on. I want you to tell us about our school. Where we are. Tell us who you are, what you're doing, and what we need to do, what God wants us to do.
Amen. Well, praise to God, brother. Amen. We are starting orientation here tomorrow, September the 5th, School of the Bible. We are calling all of those out, those who want to be dedicated and committed to God's word, to what? To preach and teach the truth of God. So this is what God has placed in our leader, who our beloved leader who has gone on, Dr. Barbara Wright, who have established and founded Emmanuel Temple School of the Bible now that she has passed on. It now the torch has been passed to her daughter, Dr. Beverly Wright. And what she have done, she has kept the school in order. We have committed our instructors there as well as herself. And so what we're doing there, we are just part of the legacy that Dr. Wright have established, you know, training about the Bible, you know, getting it out right, you know, not watered down, but the truth according to Jewish customs. And that's how we are teaching over there. And so what we are asking for all those who are, you know, who want the truth, who want, you know, Bible teaching, the theology of it, we ask that they come over, you know, to 6604 North Main. You know, if that's where they want to be, if that's where the Lord leads them to come. So, you know, I'm just excited, and I was just came in on part of what the prophet was talking about. You know, kind of blown away, you know, of the teachings which he has brought forth. But you know, and I also feel that he's dedicated and committed to the Word of God, and God have what anointed him for that powerful Word which he has taught. This is what we are asking for those, you know, who want the truth of God's word. Those who want the truth, that's exactly the way that's going to be taught over there. We have the associate levels, and we also have the bachelor's as well as the master's and the doctoral. So for those that are, we ask that everybody start at the associate level and work their way up to the doctoral. So if, you know, if those that want to come out tomorrow at 6604 North Main, we're starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Come on in, and, you know, you can register with the class. You can come in and sit in. You know, we don't mind people coming in. If you're not sure, you can just come in and sit in to the classrooms and see exactly what's going on and hear exactly what's going on. So, you know, we're just excited that the new year is coming up. We just, you know, want to get started again. We had a class just graduated here. In June the 1st, and we're looking for another group to come through, you know, year after year after year, training God's people to go out into the field to labor. You know, we know the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Everybody wants the accolations. They want the crowns. They want the prosperity, but nobody wants the responsibility part of the ministry. This is, you know, it's a high calling, and God has called us out for a high calling to preach the truth. You know, not to water it down, not to compromise with God's word.
No.
And so, you know, that's what we're going to be doing over at Emmanuel Temple School of the Bible, teaching the truth of God's word, not tearing down, but building up. You know, and that's what, you know, and that's what we're doing over there. So I'm just excited, Doctor, and, you know, and just looking forward to tomorrow to see, you know, the turnout, you know, and for those that are, you know, going to be coming, you know, I'm just excited to get started, you know, on next week just to teach, you know, because that's what I'm doing now. I'm here now, you know, I'm going to be teaching on next week in the doctoral program, you know, the judgments and crowns. And so that's what, you know, I'm here doing, you know, studying and getting ready, you know, to, you know, deliver this to, you know, to God's people, you know. And so
Amen. Well, Dr. Fleming, let me kind of go behind the scenes up front with you. By you being one of the teachers there, can you name all the teachers and what they teach, the school, what they teach?
In the associate level, that will be Dr. Buckner. He will be teaching the associate level. Him and Dr. Beverly will be teaching the associate level. Now, we also have the bachelor's level. We also have Dr. Buckner and also Dr. Queer as well will be teaching on the bachelor's level as well. Now, the master's level, that will be Dr. Queer. She's, you know, she's teaching on the theories, you know, of temperament, the temperament theories. And the doctoral program, it'll also be me, Dr. Bales, be teaching in the doctoral programs as well as Dr. Buckner. So it'll be us three teaching, and you know, so we'll be teaching on that, and we'll be teaching out of the book of Exodus, you know, the book of Revelation also be teaching on the blood of Jesus. That's
yeah.
coming up. Those are the four instructors that who will be teaching. And so, man, you know, Doctor, I'm just, you know, just ready, man, just to get out there, you know.
Well, you know, I'm impressed because we had people come all the way from Louisiana to get their degree from there because we are an offspring of Cornerstone University. And we have people
yes,
come all from Louisiana, all over parts of Texas and other places come in. So one of the things I can say about what I've come to understand, we're going to teach it right, we're going to tell it right, and we're going to live it right. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. And I met Bush through another person on the radio, and I decided, I said, okay, some time ago. But I will say to you, Doctor, one of the things that I know, I'm watching the body over there, the church is getting bigger and better. People are getting more into what God is doing. And I will say this, I've sent a shout out to my pastor, Dr. Beverly, and God bless her. And to the, another thing I would like to say to you, Doctor, is you have the encouragement that will help to move mountains because it takes two to get together because the Bible says two can do great work. We can do great work, and I'm believing God's going to use our church, our school this year like never before. We're going to see people get healed over there. We're going to see the blind eyes get shut up, open up. We're going to see people that don't have no place. They're going to find out in their heart. The Spirit of the living God is moving upon us. And you know, Bush, God has blessed this man with a great gift. And I will tell everybody, I don't push people's gifts. I push what you're pushing, Jesus Christ. It's not the gift, it's Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Amen. So you said the time is going to be this coming Thursday night?
It's going to be tomorrow, Thursday night, September 5th. You know, it's going to be at 7 o'clock. Yeah, and Dr. Hunter, I also want to
ask
you.
Is that phone number that somebody want to call?
Yeah.
Okay.
The number?
Yeah, the church number, so somebody may want to call.
Well,
I want to let you know, man, it's been, we still got some more time. We got about another 15 minutes. But I want to let you know, my brother, tonight was a melting night. It was a night. You took us all back in history, through history and by history, and planted that foot and said, here's where we are. And we got to get them right. Some people right now need some healing, but they won't come. Some people need some help, but they won't come. And I can just say tonight, God bless you, what you've done. Some people on the line listen, but they won't answer. And I don't know why they do. But we still love them. Don't we, Brother Bush? Don't we, Doctor? Don't we still love them?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 You had that number, my brother?
I don't have it, Dr. Arnold. So I was looking
well,
for
that's
the.
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. But anyway, all they have to do is call. I'll be there tomorrow night. You can call me at 832-242-8620. You can call me and I'll transfer you over to the phone line because I want to see the unreached reach and the untold told. And one of the things I believe in God for, what God has said, God will do. It's like he said, the celestial, the angels, and God's going to come down. They're here already. They're standing around us. And I would just say to all of us tonight that just we're going to keep the faith, we're going to believe God, and we're going to trust God. You know, and one of the things, Brother Bush, perhaps you can enlighten us on something about what's happening over there in the Middle East right now. I know God has given you some vision. What has he told you, Prophet?
Back in Passover, the Lord began to speak.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anyone remembers last year last year there was a great interruption in Egypt. And Egypt through a great transition. And not only did Egypt go through a great transition, but there were prince spirits, actual demonic spirits that were awakened, because it is also, amen, an ancient spirit that was awakening and begin to ride through, amen, those riots that were taking place in Egypt.
Yes.
Amen. And glory to God. Those things that are happening right now, amen, with the decisions of what President Obama is making, amen, it has to do with, and it is transpiring with the shiftings, amen, of what was awakened in Egypt. And so it
yes.
is those ancient spirits. The Bible talks about Assyria. Amen.
Assyria,
and God began to
right.
speak
Hallelujah.
During, amen, God began to speak during Passover. I was trying to teach, amen, on the phone line during a conference call. I was trying to teach about Passover. And the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord would not
amen.
Allow me to teach the message concerning
amen.
Passover. It was also, it had to do with the inner shifting of how they just all of a sudden changed the Pope. All of a sudden
yeah.
the Pope got changed. All of a sudden all these different world factors begin to shift in different
sure.
alignment. Amen. What's yeah. happening is God, amen, is preparing the world for the end times.
That's it.
If we don't understand the end times, amen, the awakening, amen, of the navel and the troubling, amen, of Jerusalem, the navel of the world, amen, is beginning to happen now. Because all roads, all eyes are going to turn back to Jerusalem. You're going to see this awakening, amen, this war, amen, these wars, amen, they're going to awaken, amen. Turkey, amen, is going to be involved, amen. And if you remember, glory to God, immediately after that, there was an earthquake in Turkey. The
yes,
Spirit
yes,
of the Lord
yes.
said, there was an earthquake in Turkey, and the Spirit of the Lord said, I stood there, and I stood back, amen. It was the presence of the Lord holding back the hand of the enemy, amen. Amen. God is going to, and God began to speak, amen, in the Passover through prophecy. He began to say that he is going to move through the storms. He is going to move through the storms to hold back some of this stuff, some of these wars and stuff. The storms are going to come forth. The angels of the Lord are going to move on behalf of Israel. And one thing that is warning, and one thing that we as American citizens, we have to pray, and we must pray, that if America ever draws back from Israel, we are going to be in trouble. That we're going to be in trouble, and that calamity is going to hit this nation. The day that America withdraws from supporting Israel is the day that calamity is going to hit her. I hate
Amen.
To say it, I hate to speak it, but I cannot withdraw the word of the Lord, for it is sure. That is why we are in an hour as Americans, as people that are in the body of Christ in this nation that has never seen war on its land, to pray and to cover, amen, to cover our government and to cover the authorities and the powers that be, because transition is taking place. We cannot stop it. But we can pray to God that he may hold it back for a season. Amen.
My God, my God.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible says warning comes before destruction.
Amen. All we have to do, my beloved brothers, is hear the word of the Lord. Let us do it. Let us believe God in it. And Dr. Flanagan, you got something else you want to say to the audience?
Yeah, and I was and I was listening to Prophet Bush, and you know, and I was looking at the news today regarding Syria. And there was questions that was posed to John Kerry. He said, now, if you shoot these missiles over there into Syria, you know, what will happen? You know, you don't know what will happen, you know. You don't know if Russia will react, you know, or you don't know if Iran will react. You say, what is America going to do? And that is so true with Prophet Bush is saying. So we do have to pray within this hour, because people have to actually get in touch and look at the news and see what's going on in the world, not just around the corner, in the world, and find out. And so, and I believe that, and without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to be praying for America, not just for our church, just for America, praying for our president of
America,
the United States of America, prayer, that he makes the right decision.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why God put him on the way he has to do. He says, I'm coming to Congress, let them make a decision, and I want them to make a decision, because the red line has already been drawn, and they try. See, the enemy is trying to pull, as Bush said, that the enemy is trying to pull America away from Israel. But as long as we keep just a handful of believers, God will keep us. We're living in a time. We're living in that time where we see things are happening like never before. When you find and see where a 1,000 people been gassed, 100,000 people been killed, and you look at this man, that man looks nothing like but a demon, incarcerated in the looks of it, and it's nothing but people in these different worlds. And I'll say this, somebody said, well, they're going to do you wrong. I'm already dead, but I live to Christ to tell the truth, because we got to tell it just like it is. I can't run from it. I got to run to the truth. Can I hide from it? I got to be uncovered, because I'm not afraid. As I have said to many of people, whatever you got to say, say it bold, because you're either at peace or you're at war. When we're at war, we don't have no peace. And while we're at peace, we need to pray. And you know what? I'm just so grateful tonight to hear what God has done through Brother Allen first off, and then here come Bush giving us a powerful word, and somebody been touched. But, you know, we just got to go out and stir them up. If we see somebody doing something wrong, I'm not going to put them down and say, oh, not do that, because somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching it. You know, and the angels are out here in the earth realm, and they're here. And as you said, my brother, we must pray for Israel. We must pray for Israel. We must pray for America. Because, see, the angels are already coming on over there and do what they said they're going to do. And you know what, brothers? I love y'all so much. Can we come on tomorrow night and do it again?
Amen.
Amen. I'll be at the school tomorrow, but I'm going to have a setup where we can listen to it and do what God has called to do. And so you can see, brother, the anointing of God is moving like never before. It's going around the world. It's going around the world. And we believe God. Take us out in prayer, Brother Bush. Take us out in prayer. God bless you.
Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for your power. God, even now, as the gates of heaven come open, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for this country. God, we pray for our governmental leaders. We pray across the globe, God. We pray the powers that be are ordained of God. God, we pray right now in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, in the places of the high place, God. God, that you will begin to make God shift us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to pray that you will begin to move by your power, God, in the atmosphere, God, right now over Washington, God, wherever President Barack Obama is, that you would deal swiftly with him, God, that you would cause your magistrates, your angels that are over this nation, God, we command them now to go and minister to the king. For we know he's not a king, but we know he is the head officer of this nation. God, that you would begin to minister to the allies, that you would minister and give clarity. God, that you would begin to set up ambush against the enemy. God, in the name of Jesus, God, over Syria, God, over this man that has arrived, the spirit of Antichrist that arises, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, that you will begin to protect, God, that you will begin to shield us. God, in the name of Jesus, demonic forces that are being released right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we blow the trumpet, dying. God, we sound the alarm. We call forth the prophets. We call forth the apostles. We call forth the power. We call forth the five-oh killers. We call forth the intercessors. So call me and shine now. I begin to seek your praise. I begin to saturate the atmosphere right now. God, we set up confession. God, we repent before you, because you said, if my people, which are called by the name, would humble themselves, God, bring us to the place of humbling, that we might be able to truly turn back to you and restore holiness back to you in our nations, in our country, in our government, in our houses, in our buildings, in our homes, in our schools, in the name of Jesus, not just for America, but for England, for Europe, God, not just America, but in Australia, God, not just America, but all over the continent of Africa, not just America, but all through the Middle East, God, you're allowing revival to come underground, God. We pray, God, that you begin to move by your spirit, not just in the Middle East, but in Japan and China, God, all in India, God, all across the seas, God, that you would begin to restore and proclaim the gospel of liberty. Let freedom ring from every housetop, from every mountaintop, to down in the depths of every valley. In the name of Jesus, for every man, for every woman, for every girl, for every boy, in the name of Jesus, restore in the world, God. Bring restitution for man. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, God, we thank you for this airwave. We thank you for the host of this line. God, we thank you for all of the schools and all of the churches and all of the ministries that are represented, God. God, we pray a special covering, in the days to come. We plead the blood of Jesus, that covering. So I decree it now.
God bless.